This is about the secondary school when I met and my classmate using the non-native language to share our own experience about traveling or etc. during the English lesson. Because it's impressive and interesting to use a non-native language instead of a native language, which is Cantonese, to study and share our experience and feelings. So I think it's the most memorable. And because in the university, I seldom use English to speak with the others. So compared to the university life, I would prefer the secondary school life to about the most memorable English learning experience.
I see, interesting. So, what did your teacher explain why he or she wanted you guys to talk about your traveling experience in English?
Yes, as our teachers prefer us to learn more about the experience from the others and not using our native language, so we can learn even more. And it will be much very useful when we are talking about foreigners later in when we grown up or etc. or in the workplace. So she suggests us to express our experience, especially traveling, because it is rather easy to start the conversation with the others by telling our traveling experience.
I see, and yeah, I agree, and traveling could be a fun experience for different people. So what did you talk about for your traveling experience?
It's a bit hard for me to remember so far ago, but I remember I am talking about my experience for the trip going to Japan, because this is my first time traveling with my friends, so I've talked about our sightseeing process and in Tokyo and Osaka. So I'm sorry, I only remember of this.
It's okay. Let's talk about your reading experience. Do you have any materials you want to share?
Sure. I have read one of the books, which is called The Thinking, Fast and Slow. It's a book about philosophy, and I would like to share it as it is my most memorable English reading experience, because it can be called as my first book that I have read through completely, and it involves many philosophical and critical thinking skills, and it describes our human brain for two systems, system 1 and 2, system 1 is lazy, while the system 2 is rather better, more hardworking, and it describes the whole book may focus on describing different systems in our brains, that how can this system help us think or action or etc.
I see, and interesting. I want to know what is the critical or philosophical skill the book talked about. Do you mind sharing one of them with us?
Sure. My memory is the most critical skill set that I memorized and remember is about not being fixed by the illusion around the society in the world. For example, I've learned one of the term called availability bias, which is about if you see some disaster such as earthquake or tsunami, something like that, that is happening around you, you may feel that it is dangerous and you have to be more cautious about this disaster. But actually, this is a bias, because the probability is fixed, and the fact that it happens around you does not increase the probability of this disaster. So you should not be extra cautious or extra worried about those natural disasters happening around us.